Hi, this is Bill Meyer, and thanks for listening to this highlight from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or hear more highlights from our recent shows, just go to my show page at myfaithradio.com.
Now, when I saw him, he was on his way to Manila to fight what became known as the Thriller in Manila. That was the match with Joe Frazier in 1975. I hadn't a clue about boxing, and I wasn't even interested in it. Listen, you're in a hotel, you're on the way back to the States, as I was, and you hear that there's a press conference, and Muhammad Ali is going to be there. Do you want to show up? You bet you do. So here I was in this press conference, and it was filled with sycophantic supporters of Muhammad Ali, you know, his sort of retinue, fierce-looking African-American gentlemen wearing dashikis and so forth, and with sycophantic journalists, all of whom kept asking how many rounds it would take for him to demolish his opponent. And at that point, I just was almost sort of yawning, except I had a strong feeling of the Holy Spirit within me that I was supposed to say something to the man. Well, I wasn't about to stand up and give a prophetic utterance at a press conference. But I walked up to him as he was leaving the room, and quite casually I said, how did you come to be a black Muslim? Very innocent question. And he was completely astonished by the fact that anybody would be interested in his religious views. And we got into a very earnest conversation. We went all the way up to the lobby. We sat down in the lobby for about half an hour, and we talked about the Christian faith. Then I went up and got a Bible from my room. We went up to his room. Altogether, we spent, I would say, about 90 minutes or no more than 2 hours. And I went through every point of how you put your faith in Christ and you get salvation. And he listened carefully and with great interest. He asked a number of questions. And then at the end, he said, you know, you're the first white man who's ever explained this to me this way. Hmm. And I thought, my gosh, this is amazing. I mean, he didn't make a decision to accept Christ. But what he did show was a softness of personality, which I think became reflected in his behavior later. He became less militant. He did a lot of charitable stuff, and he did a lot of good personal deeds for many people who were not necessarily of Islamic background.
Thanks for listening to this podcast of Dr. Bill Meyer Live. For more information about the podcast, you can visit our show page at myfaithradio.com.